95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. We're in the new year and everyone is thinking and talking about making changes to live a happier and healthier life. Today's guest is here with tips on utilizing natural and whole foods. Chef Christina Perello is an Emmy Award-winning host of the show Christina Cooks, an instructor at the restaurant school at Walnut Hill College, and known for her healthier lifestyle. Christina, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me back.
So it's 2019 and the beginning of the year when everybody wants to eat healthier. How can people do this and actually stick with it?
The biggest problem that people face and the biggest challenge they face is we look at healthy eating and making the change for the new year as like a negative thing. I have to clean up my act as though you're dirty. I have to stop doing this. We have to look at it more as you're taking a new adventure to create the healthiest you you can. It can't be about becoming a size 2 or getting into the little black number or looking 15,000 years younger. So that's not going to happen. We all know it's not going to happen. By February 1st, you're going to bag the gym membership and you're just going to like go back to Happy Meals that make you unhappy. But if people look at it as an adventure going forward, I'm going to try new things. I'm going to cook a rutabaga. I mean, the first time my husband put a rutabaga in my shopping cart, I thought, horses eat these. Who eats rutabagas? But you go on to this thing called Google and you find recipes. And what's the worst that could happen is you don't like them and you try another veg. So if people just add vegetables to what they're currently doing, regardless of whether they're juiced, smoothied, sautéed, I don't care, they'll start to see a change in how they feel. And my experience is when people see that, they start to feel better and now they're inspired to do more. But if you're looking at it as though there's an end game, like I'll do this till March when I lose 5 pounds and then it's back to tequila shots for breakfast, you're probably going to fail. You got to look at it as a life. I don't know. Not when I lived in Miami. But I think it's, I mean, having come from that, I kind of know how you feel. I think people have to look at it as creating a new lifestyle, as an adventure, so that you can be your best you. It's not about anything else.
Every new year, I'm that person. New year comes around and I want to make changes and I want to live a healthier life. And I do want the size 2, which I do know it will never happen.
No, size 2s are really size 2s.
True. But I do feel better. When I eat healthier, I feel better.
Yeah.
I might like those treats and French fries and things like that, but I really don't feel good after eating.
But they're okay to have as a treat. You mentioned it as a treat.
Right.
But for us, occasionally has started to mean since the last occasion, which was probably yesterday.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? The thing I don't understand and I probably can't answer is why when people do things and they feel better and look better and all that stuff, they self-sabotage. That, I got no idea because I don't have a degree in how to fix that.
Psychology.
But yeah, I don't want to go there. But for me, I think it's really, we live in really challenging times. No matter what you think, people work harder. We have more going against us. We struggle with healthcare. We struggle with a lot of things. And I think that you have to kind of put your foot into it that you want to feel your strongest and your best to be able to face up to, shall we say, life's little adventures. And I think people also have to be gentle with themselves. You know, if you clean out the cupboards and throw all the junk away and load it up with quinoa and brown rice, by 2 weeks you're saying, oh, screw this. I'm going out for French fries. I always advise people to take an unhealthy ingredient out every week. We all know which ones they are and replace it with a healthy one. And then in 6 months, you have a new way of eating, a new way of being, you feel great, and you don't feel like you've missed anything. And if you can cook and cook well, you don't miss anything.
Now, what if you can't cook well?
Then you should learn how to cook. You really have to learn how to cook. There's kind of no way to get you into the healthy eating ballgame without cooking. I wish there was, but there isn't.
I know. And you have to do meal preps. You have to prepared.
You
have to go to the grocery store prepared for what you need for that week.
I mean, look, my office is at home and I still make big pots of soup and big pots of beans on Sunday because I don't start cooking dinner till 7 o'clock at night when I get in from the gym after a long day. I would love to be Martha Stewart in the kitchen all day baking cookies, but I run a bakery, a business, a travel business, have a TV show. I don't get in the kitchen till 7 o'clock at night.
I recently had lentil soup. Now, like you were talking about earlier. I thought,
I'm obsessed with lentils.
I was like, this can't even be good. Does it even taste good? It was so good.
I'm obsessed with
delicious.
Lentils.
And it was a full meal. I had it for dinner. I didn't have to have anything additional.
And it cooked in like 30 minutes.
Okay, so what do you think about this Instant Pot?
I think they're great. I don't have one. I don't use them. But everyone that has them is obsessed. And for me, I'll take any step that gets you out of the drive-through line. Every year, the bar gets a little bit lower. Like, I feel like now, if I could just convince choosy mothers that they wouldn't choose Jif, I could die happy. I gotta be honest. It's like, Instant Pots are great, though. A friend of mine comes and demos Italian products at our cooking class, and she does, like, farro dishes and chickpeas in the Instant Pot, and it's delicious. So I think it's like a crock pot on steroids in a way.
Crock pot always got that bad reputation of like a real cook is not going to use a crock pot. So is it the same for the Instant Pot?
No. I mean, yes, there are chefs who would put their nose up and go, well, Kathy, that's not really cooking. But for me, you know, home cooks are trying to just make it all work, feed their families, you know, feed themselves and not lose their minds and be able to sit down at night and watch a movie before midnight. You know, between laundry and everything you do. I mean, I'm folding laundry at 11 o'clock at night thinking, God, I feel like my mother. She did that. So it's kind of like whatever works. And if it's fresh food that went in there, I know with a crock pot, it can cook all day. So I always tell people, like, throw in a fresh salad with that for something light and energizing instead of just crock pot food.
And if I can get lentil soup in an Instant Pot, that's way better than going to get fast food for yourself and the kids.
Or even soup from takeaway, which is going to be higher in salt, fat, and sugar than you're going to want to eat.
Right.
So yeah, use it. Have a ball.
You mentioned always doing a vegetable with your meal. So would that be your number one tip then to eating healthier?
Yeah. Even if it's a salad, make sure you have some fresh vegetables every single day. And if it's a salad, lean toward the darker lettuces or escarole or arugula. The darker the green, the more nutrients.
Right.
I love iceberg, but you gotta throw other greens in.
I agree. All right, so what else then?
What else? I would say try a new vegetable every week. Like, you're going to be in the market anyway buying stuff. Just look around and find a vegetable you've never cooked before. Go on Google, get a recipe, try it, and see if you like it. Because that opens your doorway to variety. So you're not always, as much as kale is good for us, if kale is 7 days a week steamed, you're going to want to blow your brains out with kale. You know what I mean? It's like you have to get a little bit of variety in order to stay interested. I mean, Mother Nature made eating sexy, so we would do it. The one thing I will say about healthy eating experts is we have managed to suck the joy out of eating like nobody's business. But I'm Italian, so you got to put it back in. For me, there's got to be olive oil and nuts and olives and think Italian. Like Italian, the Mediterranean diet is the healthiest diet in the world for a reason. A, it is, and B, it's sexy. Who doesn't want to eat that way?
So you mentioned nuts and adding that back into your diet, mm-hmm. But then you also mentioned Jif. And of course, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich for your kid going to school is like the easiest thing.
It is.
Is there a peanut butter we can give them?
You just want to get a peanut butter that on the jar says ingredients, peanuts. No palm oil, no hydrogenated oils, no added sugars, peanuts.
And I know there are places, I mean, I get it, where you're actually crushing the peanuts in the machine. You can do it at Whole Foods.
And if you have a Vitamix at home, you can buy the peanuts and make your own peanut butter.
Okay.
But I don't know how back to the land people want to go. They'll be like, great, now she's going to have us baking bread, which I would. But because we do bake bread in our house, but, you know, we're lucky to have our office in the house. I get it that people don't.
So you do eat bread?
I do.
Just bread that you bake?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, we buy sometimes from places like Metropolitan or Whole Foods. It's got to be a good whole grain bread. But mostly, my husband is the bread master in the house and he makes the bread.
Now, you have a new book that just came out in September.
Yes. Back to the Cutting Board. So it's all plant-based, of course. It's designed to get people inspired or re-inspired to get into the kitchen. And it's everything from buy a timer to taste if you want to, but learn how to cook with your all five senses, my rules of the kitchen, what kind of pots and pans to have, and then 110 really easy one-page recipes.
Oh, that's perfect for me.
One page
recipe is perfect for me. Yes.
No weird ingredients, one page.
What do you think about weighing food or weighing meats?
If it makes you eat less meat, do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the less meat, the better. But, and not just because I've been a vegan for 35 years. The more I read and the more I study, there's just really no good news. Not about what meat does to us, not about the way we produce it, even if it's the greatest supposed grass-fed, organic, blessed by the Pope meat. it's just not good for human health, and it's really not good for the planet. And I know that's a big picture thing that people may or may not care about, the planet, but we kind of have to, especially if you have kids. It's the biggest existential crisis of our time. And I just read an article maybe 2 weeks ago that said every single foodborne illness in the last 5 years can be traced back to chicken. Oh my gosh. So we have to be really careful with how much meat we eat, where it comes from. I mean, I'd want to meet the farmer, shake his hand, and examine the grounds if I was going to eat meat again. I got to be honest.
So what would you suggest then? Because there are people that eat meat. Would you just say...
Bag it. No, I'm kidding.
Would you say don't eat it or limit it? Or what would be your suggestion to a meat eater?
My first true from my heart response would be give it up. Just give it up. It's not an adventure anymore. It's an adventure to a place you really don't want to go. Everything from heart disease to pollution is linked to meat. I would say the same about chicken. If people can't give up animal food entirely, there's always fish and eggs, but fish is becoming wildly controversial because of the waterways, because of fish farming. The safest animal protein out there is probably organic eggs at the moment. We don't know. Like, we don't know where that's all going. I'm a bean, tofu, and tempeh girl because they're safe. And still, that's at the moment, too. I mean, they're genetically modifying soybeans, so you have to make sure that your tofu is organic. Food shopping is becoming an exhausting detective job. And I do it, and it's part of my work, so I'm happy to do it and provide people with information. But as a busy mom, it must be so overwhelming. I would stand in the doorway of the supermarket and cry because how do you know how to feed your kids?
I hate the grocery store.
I hate the grocery store too.
But you know what? It's people like you, because I'll listen to what you have to say so that when I go into the grocery store, I don't have to feel that way and feel overwhelmed.
Right.
You know, get a little bit of advice, read a little bit about what we should be trying, what we should be doing, and then go to the grocery store instead of trying to figure it all out yourself.
Really, well, and the biggest confusion for us now are there's so many fad diets like running around there, from keto to paleo to vegan to macrobiotic to whatever. And for me, having developed an expertise in Chinese medicine, food choices are easy because when you understand how food affects the body, both energetically and from a nutrition standpoint, as a nutritionist, that it becomes easy choices, but not everybody is one. And I think that it's a huge shame on them that food manufacturers have made it so hard for people to make healthy choices, and that they've gone out of their way to hoodwink us with calling things certain things so that we don't know it's really sugar. And it's like
trying to trick us.
They are, because the more food they sell us, the more money they get. And the more people that touch a food in processing, the more money's being made on that food. So by the time, let's say, Fruit Loops get to you, it's a lot more money being made than if you buy oatmeal.
Okay, I have a question about processed foods. Well, and sometimes, and I don't know how this is possible, but bread will have an expiration date on it. But I've had bread sit in my cupboard for so long, and I don't understand how it doesn't have mold on it.
It's because it's got preservatives in it. It's got dough stabilizers. If you make natural bread, it should get hard, like really, really hard, so that you have to turn it into breadcrumbs. It really should never go moldy. It should get like a brick. Oh. When bread goes moldy, it's because there's stabilizers and it's got too much moisture. Mm-hmm. When it does neither, it just sits there like it's new.
Yeah.
It's all it's preservatives. And it's like, to me, the bread's embalmed. It's like, whoa, look at that.
I mean, I got the loaf of bread at Whole Foods. So you're not completely safe just walking into Whole Foods and buying anything. You have to know what you're buying.
You do. You have to pay attention everywhere. I would always go to if you have one near you, an artisanal bread bakery, much more before I'd go to any supermarket at all.
And then once my eggs didn't have an expiration date on them, was that just a mistake or?
Probably a mistake. I mean, eggs take a really long time to go south.
Oh, they do?
But they will go south. It takes a good month. And then when you go to other countries, you know, you walk into the supermarket, eggs are not even refrigerated. Oh, and when you ask, they say, well, chickens, you know.
They don't refrigerate them?
So you kind of go, ew. Oh.
So how long does it last if it's not refrigerated?
I don't know. Like when we're in Amalfi, you know, I don't use them, but there's a kitchen that we use in the villa that we rent for our travel. They have a cabinet like under the sink that like it was a pantry, and they stack eggs in there by like 4 dozen racks. And I'm thinking, shouldn't they? And they're like, why would they be in the fridge? I'm thinking, ah.
Because that's what we do.
Because that's what we do. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what we do.
So your TV show is coming back.
Yeah, we start filming February 1st. We're going to go back to basics. We're going back to the cutting board. We're actually starting with how you set your kitchen up And then progressing through the series, I'll have some students around the table, like way back in the old days, people asking questions that we think viewers are probably asking too, so that we can show them that anybody can do this, because anybody can. I mean, it's not rocket science, it's dinner.
Which is kind of a little bit rocket science for some people.
It can be. We've made it that way. I mean, I know, every expert, with air quotes, has made it into rocket science.
Well, and you know, here's the thing with me is I don't really enjoy cooking, but obviously I have to. I mean, I have a little 7-year-old too, so he needs to eat as well.
He needs to eat.
But I used to do it. I used to cook years ago. I made dinners every single night, and I sort of have gotten away from that.
What don't you like about it? I ask this because I genuinely want to know. I find cooking so zen and sexy at the same time.
For me, it's time consuming. To me, I think this is going to take so long, I could be doing other things.
What other things?
Like laundry, which is just another like household chore.
I know.
But I really do think that there's other things
I could
be doing, or making a return at Target or whatever.
But you have to think of cooking as the investment in you having enough energy to do those other things.
Right.
Like I find when people cook that it's like they get another hour in their day because they're not exhausted by 8 o'clock at night wanting to just crash. You have the energy to watch a movie and not fall asleep. And I don't know, I feel like I have more energy. Like when I'm traveling and unable to eat well or have to do the best I can, I come home exhausted.
Sure.
The minute I'm back in the kitchen and in control of what,
better.
Yeah, instantly.
I know exactly what your answer is going to be, but the other reason I don't like cooking, and I will actually use gloves, I hate touching chicken.
Then don't eat it.
I know. I knew that was your answer.
Well, actually, you know what freaks me out? I got to really tell you this. I watch a lot of cooking shows. I'm watching a cooking show the other day, and this person is going on and on about how gross chicken is and how you have to keep it separate and wash your hands and look when you cut through the bone if you see this and on and on. And I'm thinking, she's making it sound like toxic waste.
Why are we eating it?
And then she's going to cook it and we're going to eat it. Am I the only one who thinks this sounds weird?
Well, and you know what's funny? I can eat chicken. I actually eat chicken. I eat a lot of chicken, probably too much. But if I prepare it, I can't eat it.
Is it because you know what it is or because it skeeves you when you touch it?
I think all of it.
All of the above?
All of the above. But if somebody else prepares it for me, I'm okay with it.
But if you eat it out, the quality of that chicken is really crappy.
I know.
Like, you're going to buy the best, old McDonald's farm chicken that you can find.
You know what else I think is in my head? And
I'd bail.
I need to,
sorry, I'd bail on it. If it grossed me out, I wouldn't eat it.
No, but
I don't eat anything that grosses me out, including beets.
You don't eat beets?
Oh, beets gross me out. Beets. I can't even look at beets.
But they're healthy, right?
Yeah, they're disgusting, though. They are.
They
give healthy eating a bad name.
No, but with the chicken, I'm so afraid that it's undercooked.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat it.
No, you do have to be careful. But you do have to be careful. So to me, what does that tell you? That tells you there's something really wrong going on here. If you undercook a beet, you're not going to die. It's just going to be even grosser than before.
It's just going to be disgusting.
But if you undercook chicken, you could, die.
I was the sickest I think I have ever been in my entire life. And it was some sort of food poisoning. I ate out. I ate a chicken sandwich. The chicken tasted fine. I ate half of the sandwich and I actually saved the second half. I thought I'll have this tomorrow. There was nothing that tasted bad about it. So then I got extremely sick, sickest I have ever been in my entire life. But then I fought back and it was around the time when there was the lettuce recall. So, and there was lettuce on it. So I think maybe it was the lettuce.
But the lettuce, there's no way that a vegetable can get things like salmonella, E. coli, and all those bacteria that we get. It's always caused by runoff from an animal farm nearby.
So even if the lettuce was tainted, it was probably from an animal?
Exactly. But I'll tell you something real quick. My dad was a butcher. My dad used to say as meat got less fresh, let's say, they would make it into something else and then into something else. And then by the time it became ham salad or chicken salad that you bought, it was on its, no pun intended, last leg. So you got to be really careful with that, too.
I believe that.
You should bail on chicken. Sorry.
How do you feel about hot dogs?
Oh, my God. I've never had one in my life.
Really?
No, my dad's a butcher. He knew what was in them.
Yeah.
He would never bring them. I've never had a hot dog. Now, my favorite thing as a kid, I will tell you, was sausage and peppers. Italian spicy sausage was the only meat I would eat. I'm sure it was disgusting.
Yeah. Are you Italian?
But, yeah.
You don't eat any meat?
No.
Do you eat pasta?
Yes. Twice a week. Italian semolina pasta that I buy at DeBruno Brothers. I mean, I'm a pasta girl. I would eat it every day, every minute of every day if I could get away with it. But you know.
we got off topic. Where can people see your show?
They can see it on public television stations. It won't be till the fall, till September, but.
Okay. And what, do you have a time that'll...
No, they'll put it in their cooking block, though. There'll be plenty of notice. They can go to my social media. They'll find everything.
And what's your social media?
Everything is Christina Cooks. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. My website is Christina Cooks.
And where can people get your book?
Any place. My website, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere.
All right, great. Well, Christina, thank you so much for
coming. Thanks for having me.
That was fun.
Give up chicken.
No chicken. I'll let you know how that goes for me. Thanks so much. If you'd like to find out more information about Christina, buying her book, or checking out her show, go to ChristinaCooks.com.
Thanks so much for joining me again today. I hope Christina gave you some good tips. If you are in the kitchen doing some food prep today, Sunday's always a good day to do that. Now that we're here in 2019, everybody wants to eat healthier. So take what she said and maybe use it while you're in the kitchen today doing some food prep for your family. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.